Ooh, boy. Conspiracy of the insignificant. Oh, it's exciting times. Let's see. I have just gotten done chopping up a long file into little files, and what that long file was the Conspiracy of the Insignificant in their earlier 1990s incarnation as Fido 3, the three-piece guitar, bass, and bass clarinet. We played a lot of coffee houses, restaurants, cafes, events, etc., in Santa Fe, and a lot of gigs were recorded. But we played acoustic, in that there was no amplifier for anything besides the bass guitar. I just sang and played guitar with no microphones. Fruitcake played the bass clarinet into the air, and Dr. Panasofsky played the bass. We did a lot of comedy material, songs about Santa Fe and how goofy that whole scene was. Today we're going to treat you with some music from that, and we are going to talk about recluses and pack rats. The Collier Brothers being one of my favorite characters, and at an early point in this series of programs, probably before any of you were listening, we started a kind of loose Conspiracy of the Insignificant Hall of People who are just too cool and weird to be totally forgotten. And one of the first inductees was indeed the Collier Brothers, who were lived in New York City from the turn of the century into the middle of the 20th century. And they were recluses that became pack rats. And pretty much the end of their story is the city having to pull some, how many tons here? Over 130 tons of waste was taken out of their Harlem brownstone where they had lived as hermits. But we'll talk some more about compulsive hoarding and compulsive hoarders after we play you some Fido 3 from March of 1997. Turn back the clock!
Thank you. mission. In green, lots of theater too. And I'm kickin' on the didgeridoo. I'm a Santa Fe artiste.
Louis, the drum circle's over.
Fido 3. Those Collier brothers have kind of become well-known recently. There was a novel, in fact, by the well-known writer E.L. Doctorow, Homer and Langley, which is a work of historical fiction that it changes things around, but it does use the basic template of the Collier brothers. And we have a new recluse. That's right. We have Alexander Kennedy Miller, who lived from sometime in 1906 to October 23, 1993. He operated Miller's Flying Service in Montclair, New Jersey, and he provided mail and other delivery services by means of a gyrocopter, as well as listing expert automobile repairing and aeroplanes rebuilt and overhauled on his business cards. He was known for his eccentricities and collection of valuable antique cars. He was a miserly person. Let's see what this story says. After retiring from the Air Force in 1946, Miller and his wife moved to a large farm in East Orange, Vermont. The house had no central heating, antiquated plumbing, and limited electricity. Hot water was created by metal coils inside the wood stove. It said that here Miller's eccentricities began to emerge. He exchanged most of his cash for gold and silver bars and coins. He took the gyrocopter apart and stored the pieces inside a one-room schoolhouse that stood on his property. Over the years, he constructed a large number of sheds and ramshackle barns out of scrap lumber and nails that he scavenged from various places. Inside the shacks, Miller conceived his trove of prized Stutz motor cars. While locals knew he had a Stutz or two, Miller was known to other Stutz collectors. No one knew the true extent of his collection. Oh, let's see. As time went by, the farmhouse and the farm in general became dilapidated. In keeping with his frugal nature, Miller himself usually drove up beat-up Volkswagen Beetles, and when one would break down or he grew tired of it, he would abandon it in the yard. The neighbors worried that the Millers were poor and made offers of charity at times. Death and treasure. What this miserly lifestyle and ill-kept property hid was eventually to bring $2.8 million at auction. He died in 1993 at 87 years of age after falling from a ladder. Imogene died from a heart attack in 1996, and no heirs were found. The IRS moved in to assess the value of the estate, taking a particular interest in collecting the back years of taxes Miller had owned. All told, approximately 30 original Stutz motor cars, a Stanley Steamer, a 1926 Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost, several Franklins, a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia, which had somehow been placed in the loft of the main barn, and assorted VW Beetles were discovered about the property. The main barn and various sheds and shacks Miller had constructed over the years hid a fortune in antique vehicles and a huge number of spare parts Miller had purchased from the Stutz Company when it went out of business. A further $1 million in gold bullion was discovered hidden in the woodpile, $900,000 in stock certificates, and $75,000 in silver bullion and coins were also uncovered in various safes and crawl spaces. Oh, man. So let's pay tribute to Alexander Kennedy Miller, a true hero among loony, nutty pack rats and a member of the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, hall of people who are just too cool to be forgotten. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.